Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
This has got to be historic. The number of surgeries that Knick players have had this season is just off the charts. And now we have to add another player to that list, Jalen Brunson. He just successfully had surgery on his left hand to repair the fracture that he suffered in Game 7 against Indiana. And that's his shooting hand. Talk about injuries that you don't want to have your star guard suffer from. This one is not at the top of the list. But unfortunately, this is what we have to go through. But in the process, Jalen Brunson also made All-NBA second team. We're going to break down these latest updates and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Jalen Brunson has hand surgery. This is another surgery for another Knick player who's a key part of the rotation and what we're looking to build for the future. We're talking about Randall, major surgery. OG Anunoby, major surgery. And now Jalen Brunson, one of the key members of that core, another surgery on his left hand, his shooting hand. This is not the surgery you want Jalen Brunson to have. If he had to recover from it, if he just fractured it and he didn't need any surgery, it would be a different story. But the fact that he needed to get surgery on his hand, that is significant. Because when you get surgery on your hand, sometimes it may not go the exact way you hope it does right away. And it may take significant time to heal. If that happens, Jalen Brunson and his offseason workout routine is going to get ruined. It's going to get messed up. And if that happens, he might have a slow start to the season. Just like what happened to Julius Randle when he had surgery. Shout out to Steph Bondi with the New York Post for giving us the following updates about Jalen Brunson. According to him, Brunson underwent successful surgery on his left hand, according to the Knicks. He will be reevaluated in 6 to 8 weeks. And Bondi included in his tweet, guessing we can rule out the Olympics. Because there was some hope potentially that he could join the Olympic team because a lot of players that are on the Olympics are injured right now. So there might have been an opening for Brunson. But given the surgery he just had, he is definitely out of that running now. I wish I was done. I wish I had no more surgery information to provide you guys. But I'd be lying if I did that. There is more surgery information to give you. And it does not have anything to do with Jalen Brunson. It's another Knick player. Shout out to Steph Bondi for giving us this following update as well, too. According to Bondi, Knicks just keep dumping surgery news, I guess. Bojan Bogdanović underwent successful surgery on his left wrist, and he will be reevaluated in 6 to 8 weeks. Bogey is also recovering from foot surgery that he had recently as well. Bojan is going through it. Shout out to Steph Bondi with the New York Post for giving us the following injury updates on these key Knick players. With Bojan, I actually was waiting to hear when that next surgery was going to be because we all knew he needed two surgeries. He got the foot surgery, which was the most important surgery he needed to get, but he still needed surgery on that wrist. And now we know he just recently got it. It was successful. And now we have to wait 6 to 8 weeks for him to be reevaluated. And then Jalen Brunson, he has surgery that's successful as well, too, on his left hand. He has a 6 to 8 week reevaluation period as well, too. So it looks like we're going to have to wait a few weeks before we get any more updates about Brunson and Bogdanović and how they're going to look moving forward, especially heading into training camp. We want to make sure, at least for those guys, that they get some work done in the offseason, some type of offseason routine that they can work themselves into. If they're able to do that, even for a few weeks, it could mean a lot heading into training camp. If they're not able to do any of that, it could be a lot of bad news for the Knicks to start off the season because you don't want to start off the season with a number of players returning from injury and they have to get their legs underneath them, have to get their cardio back, have to make sure they get into game shape, have to understand and build the chemistry with the team again. Those are all things that take time. Even if you did it a few months ago, to get yourself back into that rhythm, that flow, back into that shape, it's going to take a lot of games and take a lot of time. That's why the Knicks and the way they approach training camp this year is going to mean a lot for them and what they can do moving forward, especially next year if they're looking to go to the postseason again, which by all accounts, they should be there given the roster that they have when fully healthy. And in what could be a first in NBA history, and shout out to Steph Bondi for giving us the following report. Between December and May, the Knicks have had 7 surgeries. Mitchell Robinson, ankle, OG Anunoby, elbow, Julius Randle, shoulder, Bojan Bogdanović, foot, Mitchell Robinson again, ankle, Jalen Brunson, hand, Bojan Bogdanović again, wrist. There has been no team in the league bitten worse by the injury bug than the Knicks. Look at this list again. OG, Julius Randle, and Jalen Brunson. That's your core top three, your big three, if you will, for the Knicks. All of them had to have surgery this season. Jalen Brunson ended his season fracturing his hand. What an ironic way for his season to...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
And given all of the injuries the Knicks have been dealing with throughout the year. As you just saw, some players on that list appear twice. Mitchell Robinson, Bojan Bogdanović, double surgeries. Robinson, a double surgery on that ankle. It's still significant. This is all the things that Tom Thibodeau and this Knicks team had to deal with all year long. And we still got to the second seed. We still went all the way to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. And in that series against Indiana, we were actively still losing people. It wasn't like we were getting healthier. So we have to put that in perspective as well. Next year, we are going to run through the league, especially when healthy. This year, we made a statement. Next year, we go for it all. And we're going to have the roster constructed in order to do that as well. But that's the surgery updates and what's happening for Brunson, Randle, and all of our guys on that end. But regarding Jalen Brunson, Brunson was recently named to the All-NBA second team. And this is a great accomplishment and recognition for Jalen Brunson, who had a strong, phenomenal year for the Knicks. According to Fred Katz of The Athletic, Jalen Brunson received 37 first-team votes and 61 second-team votes, and the most voting points of anyone who made the second team. And if you were wondering what players made first, second, and third teams, well, here you go. All NBA first-team members, Joker, SGA, Luka, Giannis, and Jason Tatum. That's a pretty impressive list. That's why I don't feel so bad when Jalen Brunson makes the second team. And the second team is comprised of Brunson, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, and Kawhi Leonard. That's why I have no problem at all with Brunson making second team. Look at the names in his category. He is sharing a category with Ant-Man. And then all NBA third team. And here's where things get a little bit more interesting. Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Tyrese Halliburton, LeBron James, and Domantas Sabonis. Now, some people, and I've already heard the chatter, believe that Jalen Brunson might have been snubbed and he should have made all NBA first team. In my opinion, I don't actually feel that way because if you look who makes up all NBA first team, it's Joker, it's SGA, it's Luka, it's Giannis, and it's Jason Tatum. With those names in that group, I can't be mad, especially when you compare who is in Jalen Brunson's group and who's in the NBA third team group, because Brunson beat out Steph Curry, he beat out Devin Booker, he beat out LeBron James, he beat out Domantas Sabonis, Tyrese Halliburton, who is still in the NBA playoffs right now. I don't believe Jalen Brunson was snubbed, but what I do believe is that a Knicks player has finally made history once again, because Jalen Brunson making an all-NBA second team is a huge thing for this Knicks organization. Why? Because now we can say we legitimately have two all-NBA players, regardless if it happened in the same year or not, Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson. That is huge, mega for this Knicks team, especially when you're thinking about the Knicks becoming even more attractive and trying to get more talent on this team. All of this stuff goes a long way in helping with that. I want to mention again that Jalen Brunson is the first Knicks guard since Walt Clyde Frazier to be awarded All-NBA. That's a 50-year drought that has finally come to an end. Year two of Jalen Brunson, and he's out here making history, out here grabbing All-NBA teams, out here doing things that we haven't seen in so many years. Jalen Brunson absolutely deserves All-NBA second team, and you know what? If he continues this play, next year, he's going all the way to All-NBA first team, because that's the player he was looking like all season long, especially when he entered the postseason. Postseason Jalen Brunson was on another level, historic levels, doing things we haven't seen since probably the Jordan era. We have to keep that in perspective. He was going off. And according to Steph Bondi with the New York Post, Jalen Brunson is voted second team All-NBA, meaning, and this is pretty crazy, no Knick has been selected first team All-NBA since Patrick Ewing did in 1990. Don't worry about that, Bondi. I wouldn't be too concerned. Next year, Jalen Brunson, he's going to break that drought too, and he's going to make sure a New York Knicks player becomes All-NBA first team. Mark my words on that. But what about you guys? What do you think about Jalen Brunson and Bojan Bogdanovic having successful surgeries? And what about Jalen Brunson making All-NBA second team, ending a 50-year drought where a Knicks guard did not make an All-NBA team? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Welcome to a trip you'll never forget in Denver, where summer sunshine sparks mountain adventure. Denver, always welcome. Plan your trip at visitdenver.com/summer.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.